This is Brother Don. I'm pleased to host the Daily Bible Lesson, a 5-minute summary of Scripture to take you through the day. We've been going through the Gospel of John. The program is available every day except Thursday, when the Gospel Trail podcast is aired. We plan to add a discussion forum Monday nights at 7 Eastern Time for those who have questions or comments about the daily lessons.
For exact times and location, visit our website, pgn.church, and check with the calendar in our office. Have a great day. Get ready. Put on your earbuds. Turn up your smart speaker. Next up is Brother Don's Daily Bible Lesson, found exclusively on the Gospel Trail. Now here he is with a quick devotion from Scripture to start your busy day.
I'm Brother Don with the Daily Bible Lesson. We are in the Gospel of John, chapter 7 and verse 1. We use the Passion Translation. This program is a voice in the wilderness of the world. Moses heard a voice in the wilderness. It was God's voice coming from a burning bush. The voice told him to go back to Egypt and, with some help from God, set his people free. After a great deal of conflict with the national leader, Pharaoh, and 10 dreadful plagues, they were now free. But because of their almost immediate disobedience, they were free to roam in the wilderness for 40 years. During that time, God revealed to Moses that his people should remember the wilderness experience with a week-long celebration called the Feast of Tabernacles. To help them recall the wilderness, they were to build sukkah booths, roughly little shacks, that would leak profusely if it ever rained, and it probably didn't rain very often in the wilderness. The Israelites remembered the wilderness by returning to that way of life for 1 week of the year. Jesus' half-brothers, sons of Joseph, not God, excitedly came to him with some advice. You need a publicity campaign. You're staying in the backwoods of Galilee and don't get much attention. I guess they hadn't heard about the 5,000-plus people being fed. The brothers continued, "Come out of hiding and show the world who you are. Now is the time." You can almost hear Jesus groan. Everyone thinks they know the best time for Jesus to do things, but no one seems to have spoken to God about it. But Jesus, since he was and is God, knew God's timing, and this certainly wasn't it. He informs his brothers, "This is not my time." Any time is a suitable opportunity to gain people's approval, so he tells them to go on ahead and celebrate the Feast of the Tabernacles. But by God's plan, it wasn't his time. His brothers tried to speak for God, but we are told that they didn't believe Jesus was the Savior. But they knew their own goals for Jesus, success and fame, and a publicity campaign seemed like the way to get things rolling. But in God's eyes, it was a completely misguided idea. It was also terrible timing. So Jesus lingers in Galilee and takes a back road to Jerusalem, the designated place for celebrating the Feast of Tabernacles. Jesus went in secret. It may have been a trek through the wilderness. He was probably alone. Alone as he walked the Gospel Trail. Alone with his Father. We need to know God's timing. An opportunity is not necessarily an open door provided by God. An opportunity might be a good one, humanly speaking, but even good opportunities can be out of sync with God's will, or they might just be bad timing. This may be the right time to listen to the podcast titled The Angle of Depression is Downward, available at pgn.church.
Let's have a minute of prayer for our brothers and sisters in Christ.
Our Father in heaven, we pray for Nur Alam and Afzal Hossein, former Muslims who became followers of you less than a year ago. We thank you that Nur refused to deny his faith in you, regardless of offers of a new job and a new home. Lord, bless him for withstanding 30 hours without water, food, or sleep, as he was threatened with death and also the death of his wife and son. Thank you for his release from his captors. We also thank you for helping Afzal withstand beatings and resisting demands that he stop trying to convert others to the Christian faith. Thank you for being with him as he withstood 24 hours without food or water and threats upon him and his family. Thank you also for their pastor who intervened and threatened captors with kidnapping charges. We praise you for how you intervene for these men. Heal them of emotional trauma and protect them and their families from future repercussions, and give them discernment and courage in their future ministry to Muslims. Amen. This is Brother Don. Listen every day for the daily Bible lesson. May God be with you, guide you, and give you perfect peace this day. Amen.
The Gospel Trail Live, Thursdays at 1 p.m. Central Time. Join us at 720-820-1290 or at our website meeting room at pgn.church. Our podcast hosts can be reached at 218-461-0164. Please text or say your joys and concerns, and we'll get back to you or even air them on our next podcast. Until we meet again, blessings to you and the church that meets at your house.